Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You will have all heard of fast fashion, the idea that, you know, so much of the clothes we buy today fall into the stack 'em high, sell 'em cheap category. We wear them a few times, we toss them out. The same apparently is true of tech. Fast tech is a thing. 66,000 tons of tech and electrical equipment was dumped in Ireland in 2022. Dr. Sinead Sheehan is with me, a climate activist. Sinead, how big an issue is this?
Well, of course, it's a very big issue because a lot of the materials that are used in tech have to be mined. And there is only so much of the earth that there is to be mined, first of all. And secondly, mining has quite devastating consequences for local people in the areas as well as their economies.
So in terms of the scale, is it a thing that's it's getting bigger, it's getting worse? Is that a reflection of just growing populations, or is this by design of the tech companies? Things are made not to last.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit like fast fashion. What we would be saying is that, you know, we understand that people have to consume tech because that's really what society tells us to do. There's a lot of pressure. You really will find it very hard to get by without a smartphone these days, whether you're an adolescent who has to keep up with their friends, or, you know, a parent who has to keep up with all the WhatsApp groups that their kids are in. So it's very hard to get by without tech. So because we're so dependent on it, you know, we have very little choice but to buy what's there. And what's there is, to be honest, purposely designed not to last very long. So we have to keep buying it.
And is there a way then, I mean, given that we rely on this technology for so much, for the basic things, to be able to kind of pay for our shopping, something as simple as that. Is there anything we can do? Is the onus on us to change our patterns or behaviour, or is the onus on the big companies to actually make things to last longer?
Well, I mean, of course, everybody has a responsibility to monitor and control their own behaviour. However, it is smart devices and paying for your shopping without cash, it became habitual, especially during COVID. I mean, things really changed around that time. And once those habits are there, it can be very difficult to break them without support. And the support just isn't there. You know, it's very much going the other way. So it's to the advantage of big tech companies, of banks, of people who already have a lot of power, I suppose, and money, for us to be reliant on these smart devices. And there really isn't, there's no kind of campaigns really to say, okay, well, you're better off to pay cash. Nothing kind of coming from any governments anyway, nothing that's coming kind of from the mainstream to say, well, listen, why don't you start using cash again? Or why don't you think about using your tech less? So there's no kind of support or kind of health promotion campaigns in that way.
I mean, given the power of these companies, of these tech companies, how likely is any of that to change? How likely is it that, you know, politicians and policymakers will successfully be able to bring pressure on them to, you know, manufacture products that last a little longer?
It's going the other way, isn't it? You know, so the politicians and, you know, the governments, I suppose, are supporting big tech companies more than anything. And you'll see that with the amount of data centres that are being built here in Ireland at the moment and growing, and how much of our energy they use, and the fact that the government wants to, you know, build an LNG terminal to import frack gas for the data centre. So it's everything is really going in politically in favour of the big tech industry. So no, I don't think it's very likely that the government are about to stand up and say, listen, you know, it's time to move away from AI, because they're really saying the opposite. They're saying digitalization is the way to go. You know, AI, everybody has to get ready for AI. It's made sound like it's inevitable, but I think we need to remember that it isn't, that we were getting on just fine without it, to be honest. And our children were probably doing better without it as well.
I mean, that may be true, but it is inevitable, isn't it? There's no way of holding back the AI tide, is there?
Is there a way of holding... Well, that's a tough question. Is there a way of holding back the AI tide? It's going to be very difficult. I personally don't agree that it is a good way to go. I personally think, you know, as a lecturer in university, it's really making our life a big challenge to, you know, to encourage people to think critically, to write critically off without using AI. I mean, you even see it on LinkedIn, the way people write, the profiles have changed. I mean, it's massive. What are we going to, should it be regulated? I mean, that's what I'd be saying. I'd be saying that there is a total lack of transparency in the tech industry. Complete. We don't know what the data centers do. We don't know how many people are employed there. The government don't even know how many there are. So that's really worrying. It's an industry that's kind of just like AI. It's unregulated, and that's the problem.
I guess it's hard to think, isn't it, of a technology that was developed that we collectively decided to ignore or to roll back from.
Yeah.
Concord.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I mean, that's it. If something is regulated or you know, made too expensive, or if it's used in a way that is only in where it is really necessary rather than the opposite, which is happening. Okay, it's really necessary. You know, you're going to be left out if you don't have AI. Yeah. Your business is going to fall behind if you don't have AI. I mean, that's what we're really hearing. Whereas it doesn't have to be like that. And I just think it's very important to remind ourselves that it doesn't have to be like that.
When buying tech, look for refurbished first, as one of our listeners, then repairable and upgradable if buying new, for example, framework laptops. Another says, I have a laptop that ran Windows 7, but still now running four different versions of Linux, which is free. When have you ever discussed Linux, which is the reliable backbone of the internet, Kieran? By the way, it's around over 25 years and loads of videos about how to use it on YouTube. And somebody else simply says, I still have my Nokia 3210. They didn't say whether they still use it or not. If they are still listening, let me know. Are you using it? 087 1400 106. That's a WhatsApp number. If you're using the Nokia, you're not getting in touch on WhatsApp. See, there's another example of it. Oh my God. We're all like King Canute. Anyway, Dr. Sinead Sheehan, climate activist. Sinead, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.